Good morning. Welcome to A Taste of Torah. Today, we do a Tanya chapter 38. And for the last few chapters, we've been discussing how action matters most in the life of the Beinoni. That isn't just because the Beinoni can achieve mastery over actions as opposed to emotions, feeling, something that is not in our control. It's more than that. It's that actions reign supreme in this physical world and that is what Hashem desires. God made this physical world first and foremost in order for us to transform a world of materialism and physicality into spirituality. That happens through our physical actions. And that is why so many mitzvot involve physical actions more than meditating. Think of a scenario where Pesach is just a few weeks away and you have Jew number one that spends the night of the Seder studying about the spiritual meaning of matzah, meditating on what freedom would mean to him or her in his or her life, but doesn't actually eat matzah. And there's a second individual that is hungry that night and picks up matzah and eats it like any other food. Surprise, surprise, who actually did the mitzvah? The one that did the physical act more so than the one that had all the deep meditations and Kabbalistic understandings behind it. Why? Because deed again is paramount. In chapter 38, the Alter Rebbe says, but there is a but here, and it's not going back on anything we said before. Deed certainly is still paramount. But it says we should understand when the deed is absent from kavana, from intent, from feeling, yes, the body of the mitzvah is there, but that body is missing something important. It is missing a soul. Now, to be sure, the soul without the body is even worse. Even worse. First and foremost, the action must happen. But the action should and can, as best as possible, be imbued with spirit, with thought, with feeling, with understanding, with appreciation, with emotion. One way of looking at it is Hashem desires a home in this dwelling, in this lowest world. And when we do mitzvot, that is like bricks that build this divine dwelling for Hashem. But it is the kavana, the feeling that we put into a mitzvah, that makes it a home that is bright, that is full of light, that one senses the holiness. That is what the kavana does to the mitzvot. It makes our mitzvot soar. It is the wings that lift them up. So yes, actions give Hashem the dwelling place, but the emotions behind those actions enhance the degree to which Hashem can rest in this home. So the next time we have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, first and foremost, just do it. Realize that the action itself creates the connection. You are now plugging your neshama into Hashem and creating an paternal bond which has ramifications in your soul and throughout the world. But then ask yourself, how can I make this mitzvah soar? How can I fill it with heart and joy? How can I better understand that which I'm doing? How can I better appreciate the impact of this act? How can I think about Hashem while doing this mitzvah? Have a great day.
Sifatai tifta. Be a gift. Tehillatecha.